This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Police are investigating a shooting at a Colorado Springs shopping center that left two men hospitalized. Authorities say officers were called to a business on Citadel Drive North just before 4 p.m., where they found the victims with apparent gunshot wounds. Both reportedly had suffered life-threatening injuries. One source says it involved people who were part of a fraternal lodge that leases a kitchen.
There was a meeting took place between the three individuals involved, and something in that meeting went wrong, went drastically wrong. Two victims was members of the lodge. They was the lodge exalted ruler and the what we call the house manager, what most people might refer to as a club. From my understanding, the shooter was the leaseholder of the kitchen.
That man saying the victims were acquainted with the alleged shooter, that identity not being released. Authorities say no arrests have been made yet. Four Southeast Colorado teenagers are dead following a crash in Prowers County. Colorado State Patrol says the quartet's SUV was making a left turn when an 18-wheeler smashed into it last night on Highway 287 on County Road 196. This was Wednesday night. All four teens were enrolled in the Wiley School District. A 15-year-old inside the SUV clinging to life in the hospital. Outside the Wiley football stadium where a prayer vigil was held last night, one mother shared how the loss is impacting the community.
Life is precious. Life is short. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. And every single one of us need to hug our loved ones close. We need to thank the dear Lord above for every minute we get to spend together.
A 50-year-old from the tractor trailer was injured and remains hospitalized, and the driver of that big rig was briefly hospitalized too. Drugs and alcohol are not believed to be factors in the crash. Classes were canceled for the day. A heartbroken Colorado Springs family is searching for answers after their 6-year-old daughter died after falling more than 100 feet from a drop ride inside the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park last week. ABC's Trevor Ault with more.
When Gail was with her family on the Haunted Mine Drop, which puts the riders in near free fall for 110 feet. Investigators are still working to determine what led to Estefanos' death. The park telling us in a statement, "We are deeply saddened and ask that you please keep the family of the deceased in your thoughts and prayers."
As President Biden announces a vaccine mandate for large companies and federal workers, state labor officials reportedly say the mandate could affect as many as 800,000 Colorado workers, a number representing more than 36% of the state's workforce. In our latest COVID case counts in Southern Colorado, El Paso County has registered 7 more deaths, along with 375 new COVID cases. And that's the biggest daily case increase we've seen this week. Pueblo County also had a big jump in new cases, up to 56. Teller County with 3 new cases. Fremont County adding 7. Colorado Springs police are investigating Monday's robbery at Dick's Sporting Goods in Stetson Hills. According to a clerk on duty, the suspect entered the store shortly before 7 in the evening, confronting the clerk with a firearm before grabbing the cash-filled register tray and fleeing the scene. Police say in-store surveillance video of the incident is helping them in their investigation, which is ongoing. Work begins Monday on a mile-long extension of Centennial Boulevard in Colorado Springs. City officials say the extension will run south from Fillmore Street at the Van Buren Street intersection all the way to the interchange at I-25 and Fontanero. Aaron Egbert is a senior city engineer.
We're anticipating about 17,000 vehicles a day when we open the road, and it should take pressure off of Garden of the Gods and Chestnut itself. It'll really allow some of those commuters on bikes to use a road and a multi-use trail.
The project also will include landscaping, street lighting, and bike lanes.
Sunny and hot for your Friday afternoon. Record-breaking temperatures once again. About 96 degrees in Colorado Springs. Upper 90s and low 100s around Pueblo. As we head overnight into Saturday morning, partly cloudy skies. Morning starts in the upper 50s and low 60s. And again, mostly sunny to partly cloudy. A few isolated thunderstorms possible on Saturday afternoon. Hot high of 95 degrees for Colorado Springs, 100 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.